The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Okay. Welcome. Hello, everybody. Welcome to National Intel Report. Today is Wednesday, March 22nd, 2023. I am your Wednesday regular host, William Repillum. Welcome to the show. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org and smash the donate button as hard as you can with as much as you can spare to help keep free speech alive and help keep us live on the radio, help keep us going through these ever-increasing troubling times of constricted free speech. And, you know, when we'll just, I'm just going to get louder. If they keep constricting the free speech, I don't care. I'm going to get louder about it. I don't care if the ADL doesn't like it. The ADL can go to hell where they belong, because the ADL is a Jewish gangster organization that is there to smash any quote-unquote goyim, whoever dares to come out and speak the truth and talk about who's really behind all of this speculation, all of the financial crimes of the world, all of the war crimes of the world, all of the banks in the world, all of them, literally all of them, except I don't know. I don't know what the state is on the three countries of 195 that they don't quite have control of, but we're definitely actively going to war with them. Syria, Iran, and what, North Korea? Do I have that correct? So yeah, a central bank, a Jewish central bank in every single country throughout the world. And if you don't like it, you get bombed. You get a bomb, or you're Gaddafi, and you get murdered because you tried to defend your country's sovereignty. You tried to put your country under your own currency. You tried to establish something that was beneficial for families in your country. No. Can't have that. Can't have a good irrigation system in Libya. Nope. The Jews and their minions, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Now, this is all ancient history, really, from 2011. But nevertheless, we can't talk about it enough, I don't think. And I love to go over it, too, because it just hones my skill at being able to talk about it. And it's really important to elucidate these, past historical incidents that took place. So that one is just a horrific war crime. Look what happened to Libya as a result of us, and you saw Hillary Clinton. We came, we saw, and he died. So, you know, the definition of a psychopath is somebody who doesn't have any emotion. They don't feel, they don't have the ability to, they definitely don't have the ability to take any responsibility for their actions. And they certainly don't have any remorse. And in fact, the difference between a psychopath and a sociopath is that a psychopath actually enjoys harming people, enjoys it. A sociopath just is not concerned about it. A sociopath is a lesser form of a psychopath. And, you know, these are the people that run the world. And they run the world because they've used sociopath and psychopathic techniques to get themselves there. And we, the good people, have our good nature, have been taken advantage of. I'm going to place a bet that, you know, we're going to get tired of that and we're going to wise up. And believe me, there's a lot of things for us to wise up to out there, including in our own personal lives, in our own personal relationships. You got to watch out for the snakes and the liars and the people who are pretenders and the people out there that don't mean well. The people out there that don't care about you. They don't care about what you think, what you feel. They're just out for themselves, and they will run through you. And that's just how they're wired. So, you know, I've always been kind of a person that sort of, I sort of like have kind of thought that I've been pretty naive in my life up till now. I've kind of always thought that everybody has the ability to, you know, come to a reasonable stance if it be corrected, and that if they're in the wrong, you can help maybe show them, hey, okay, look, you're doing this, and, you know, maybe it's somebody that, you know, close to you. You say, you try to point something out to them, and you mean well, you want to help, and they'll turn on you, and literally, they don't want to look at what you're trying to tell them, and they will just literally turn on you, gaslight you, and then project all of these horrific things onto you. Ooh. I don't know if you can still hear me, but I'm getting an alert on my phone. Yeah, so we got to wise up and be careful. We've got to be real careful about who we associate with and who we let into our lives and who we let into our hearts, you know. So, well, without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and I hate that stupid phrase, by the way, without further ado. No, I don't really, but it is a cliche. I'm just going to go through some of my material that I pretty much stole from Stephen and Richard and Paul and Mike, because I'm lazy and I haven't gone and done much research today, but I got some good stuff here. All right, we got a couple of memes first to go over. Governor Ron DeSantis, while in Southwest Florida today, this is a tweet from him. I also stopped by Publix to check on their vaccination progress. Our retail pharmacy partners are doing a great job getting shots in arms. Wow, okay. You know, last I remember, Ron DeSantis was in charge of the state that was trying to protest all the COVID tyranny. So interesting, huh? You know, one thought I've had is that maybe they tried to consolidate a bunch of, you know, freedom-loving people into Florida. I don't mean to be black-pilling or anything, but what if that's what that was to do? And so, you know, I mean, geez, DeSantis flew all the way over to Israel to sign some anti-Semitism legislation over there while he kissed the Wailing Wall and put his yarmulke on. And probably did the little dance thing that they do. That's actually, by the way, when they start moving their head back and forth against the wall, what that is, and I've read this in Tex Mar's book, and I've heard corroborated in other sources, they're having sex with the female goddess that they worship, which I believe the name is Shekinah. So the male is Ein Sof, E-I-N, and then another word, S-O-F. And they live in the tree of life. And there are other entities part of this Kabbalist tree of life. Like their children or something like that. I've got to go back and get the exact details. anyway, yeah, they're the going back and forth that they do against the wall is actually a sexual thing. They're having sex with the goddess, god, or, you know, it's pretty disgusting. I mean, we don't think that way, do we? Having sex with God, I mean, that's really demonic to even, you know, say something, you know, that disgusting. But so those people have taken control of the planet. So what the heck have we been doing? So how did we let that happen? So for the last 120 years, the Jews have been starting wars everywhere in white Western European countries. And we have been dying, and all of our good stock, all of our best men have been sent off to war to die. Not all of them, obviously, but just, you know, let's recount just a little bit here. So if you go to, I don't know what the numbers are for World War I, but in the hundreds of thousands and millions of people, Europeans, this fulfills an overall Jewish goal of exterminating the white race and getting the European and Christian and freedom-loving people and the people who have established high-trust societies off the face of the planet. They cannot have this kind of thing. So just, you know, and keep in mind, when you're ruled by Satan, satanic interests, and demonic, you could not believe in Satan and demons or whatever. Just call it evil if you want. So the world is controlled by evil people. Maybe they're not even people. I hear people talking about that all the time. Maybe they're some kind of other entity. I even saw, actually, recently, it was in a school in Israel. There was a Jewish professor. I'm going to have to get that video that a friend sent to me. It was quite interesting because it was the Jewish guy, you probably know who he is, he looked familiar to me, saying that they were not from humans, that they were some kind of aliens, which I found to be fascinating and compelling. And I haven't looked into it much more, but anyway. Anyway, okay, so. Back to this Ron DeSantis meme. All right. So Ron DeSantis has a mask on, and he's congratulating Publix for good clot shots. All right, wonderful. Meanwhile, I have a friend that sent over a 1 minute and 52 second clip talking about it was actually a doctor pointing out how they did an x-ray of sperm on males that have taken the clot shot, and that the sperm have become now spike proteins, from what his observation said. And looking underneath there, all of these red looking things there that used to be sperm, and he's up there speaking in front of a large group of people. Looks pretty legit to me. Yeah, and he said, I don't recommend that any woman who's planning to get pregnant, have babies, start a family, do that with a vaccinated man. That's very unfortunate. That's very terrible, sad, blackpilling news if you've taken the clot shot and you didn't know not to do that. You might want to go get checked out. All right, so I'll move on to the next thing. kind of related there. Trump, President Donald Trump, is greeted by Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida upon his arrival at Palm Beach International Airport on September 8, 2020. Well, Trump's not wearing a mask, but DeSantis is. So I don't know, DeSantis, what your deal is, buddy, with your mask. But it's contradictory to everything that you said your state stood for a couple of years ago. I don't know what you're up to now, but I don't trust you. Sorry, buddy. All right. So now we have a much more interesting story over here. I want to thank my buddies for sending it over to me. And I bought. All right. Ursula Haberbeck will not be in jail. All right. This is great. So Ursula Haberbeck, those of you who don't know who she is a now 94-year-old woman who back in 2018 was thrown in prison as a 90-year-old woman, thrown in prison for simply asking the German government for proof of this Holocaust that happened. Nope, can't have people asking questions, especially not 89, 90-year-old women. That's absolutely a dangerous threat. But 89-year-old woman asks questions about the Holocaust and insinuates that the official narrative didn't take place as they say it did. So let me read it. Also, Ursula Haberbeck will not now be jailed. Victory for international protest. Germany historical memory laws. Ursula Haberbeck, the 94-year-old German scholar and publisher who was facing 12 months in prison for the crime of raising questions about the Holocaust, will not now be jailed. Well, that's nice because she's been sitting in jail for like 4 years already, right? Okay. Following a decision just announced in Berlin, even after the rejection of a final legal appeal last October, Ursula's tireless lawyer, Wolfram Narath, had persisted with arguments that it was unacceptable for a 94-year-old lady to be incarcerated. And the authorities seem finally to have accepted this. Couldn't that have been done 4 years ago? Ursula Haberbeck with her Berlin lawyer, Wolfram Narath, got a picture here. Good, good, good. All right. We shall have fuller details of the Berlin decision soon. What is already clear is that international protest played a part in convincing the German authorities that jailing Ursula Haberbeck was a propaganda disaster for them, and that their reputation would suffer even further if the sentence were enforced. Now, that's true. I mean, just think about it. That's absolutely true. Thanks are therefore due to her lawyer, Herr Narath, but also to the international campaign that drew attention to the original sentence and to the tyranny of Germany's jailing of dissident historians. The next step should be the repeal of the Volksverhetzung law itself, which is an outrage against traditional European standards of free historical debate and rational argument. One thought on Ursula Haberbeck will not now be jailed. Victory for international protests. All right. So there you go. It's a good white pill for us for the day. I think we're getting close to the break up here. We could probably pop into that a minute early, Mike, if we want. And then I'll get my next story ready for when we come back. If anybody wants to call in, it's, what was the number again, Mike? 512. I got it written down there. Hold on a second. 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. Or 800-313-9443 if you are international. All right. Be right back, folks. And it's going to heat up over here.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Got a caller here, and let me see. I just want to let you know that I'm going to be talking about Eustace Mullins a little bit tonight, because this is a really interesting thing on Eustace Mullins. Everybody knows, well, I think most people know, Eustace Mullins is one of the best historians. He did Murder by Injection and a slew of other books. Murder by Injection is the one that I came across pretty recently. You can actually get it for $20. I got it probably 6 months ago. I haven't read it, but I did listen to all of the chapters. They're all on BitChute. Every chapter, if you go to BitChute, type in Murder by Injection Eustace or Murder by Injection Mullins, you'll get them all. Will pop up. Just look for the first one, chapter one, start there. And then that talks about the history of allopathic medicine. And that talks about the Rockefeller Institute in a later chapter. It talks about, cancer industry. It talks about the fluoride industry. It talks about quacks and how they inverted the term quack to mean. So the quacks are the people who started the allopathic medicine. And if you look into allopathic medicine and its foundations, as well as the fraud of its, all of its, you know, science, so-called science behind allopathic medicine. It's rife with fraud and fraudulent, you know, cell cultures and, you know, fraudulent proving that a virus exists and all this stuff. But not only that, it was started by Jews, Morris Fishbein and Gene Simmons and some other people. Sorry. It's discussed in the first chapter there. And I actually went and listened to it again, but it's the kind of chapter you got to listen to. Like, it's 26 minutes long, so it's not long, but you can listen to it four or five times and you really get the information. But it's very valuable information, extremely valuable information, understanding what happened, how allopathic medicine tyrannized naturopathic medicine, and how death has death and sickness and illness has done nothing but skyrocket ever since allopathic medicine came on the scene. So, you know, obviously not everything about allopathic medicine is going to cause death and destruction, okay? That's not what I'm saying. But in terms of germs and viruses and disease and those kinds of things, allopathic medicine is not the way to go, in my opinion. If you gotta sew up your leg because you gashed it on something, or you got in a car accident and you broke your leg, whatever, you gotta go trauma deal with that. You can go to a hospital. You don't want to. I would avoid hospitals like the plague, but right now especially. But there you go. All right, so I'm gonna get into that in a little bit, but first we've got Patrick in Texas. And then we got Dan in Washington. So let me get Patrick first. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you very much. Speaking of, Eustace Mullins, he wrote The Illuminati, The Secrets of the Federal Reserve, and a few other ones. He's what I'm reading right now of his, The Curse of Canaan. And that's associated with the Canaanites, which were the neighbors of the Palestinian Hebrews down there. And Jesus told the woman at the well, the Canaanite woman at the well, I cannot give the dogs, that is for the children of Israel. So he had a low opinion of them. And Canaanite was where the term cannibal comes from. And when we're talking about, the curse of Canaan that Eustace Mullins is talking about, he's talking about the Canaanites. And here's a quote from Eustace Mullins: the principal cause of the United States precipitous drop and world rankings is the continuous looting and raping of the nation by the Masonic Canaanite conspirators. So,
Patrick, can you reread that again? I didn't. The first part of it was all blobby. I didn't quite get it.
I'm sorry. Yeah, the Eustace said that the principal cause for the precipitous drop in the rankings of the United States is due to the Canaanite Masonic order. They have went through history 2000 BC and then up to Jesus' time, and they have changed their name at 1200 BC from the Canaanites to Phoenicians, and the Phoenicians were sailing and they were trading. They were traders. Carthage, the city of Carthage, was notorious. The merchants of Venice. All by the water, mind you, because these guys are merchant mariners. And you got the Dutch East West Indies Company that actually had a war with Holland. They just, had it out with them. And so we've been at war with these people for a long time, according to Eustace Mullins. And, they are the Masonic Canaanites, but they've changed their name.
Hang on, Patrick. Hold on. We're going into the break, so we'll hold you over. Be right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Yeah. Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
All right, we're back. All right, I love that song, The Who. It's a put-on. Is that the name of the song? It's a put-on? No, I think it's got a different name, but that's what they say in that song. That's a really cool song. Eminence Front. Thank you, Mike. That's right, Eminence Front. All right, so Patrick, listen, you're running through your points really fast, and I want you to slow down a little bit, okay? And maybe even... yeah, I don't know how many you got left, but I want to give you the floor to clearly elucidate what you're saying, because the problem I have with people call in, I know everybody's trying to get their points across really fast and in a limited amount of time. But a lot of the time I get lost in the weeds, and I think that this information that you're giving right now is very important. So maybe you could start with the Phoenicians again, if you don't mind, and give me a timeline too. You're talking about the Phoenicians, and then you talked about the merchants of Venice. I don't think those are on the same timeline. So I always appreciate getting years, timelines, that kind of thing, so I have some context into what these historical, important historical events took place.
Right, you are. The Canaanites, which were the neighbors of the Palestinians of Israel at the time, the 12 tribes of Israel, they were notorious. They were called cannibals. Jesus told a Canaanite woman at the well that you're basically a dog, and you know, I'm not going to help you, you know, rid your daughter of a demon. But they changed their name. The Canaanites changed their name to Phoenicians in 1200 BC, and that dropped all the stigma that associated with it, because everybody knows you get that when you say, you know, Canaanite, which equates to cannibal, you know. And but there was also like the Babylonian, the Babylonians, the Babylonian Talmud. They were highly associated with that, with the Pharisees, which is about 1200 BC also, and that's where
I thought that was about 600 BC. Maybe that was when the Pharisees went into captivity, 600 BC, and when they developed the Babylonian Talmud, where they took the teachings, the mystic teachings of the Babylonians, and they built off that and wrote the Talmud. Go ahead.
Yeah, just about like 700 BC is when the all of the 12 tribes left Jerusalem, went into captivity, most of it in Assyria, just north, and then to Babylonia later on. And so that was all of the northern 10 tribes of Israel went into captivity of Assyria, and the last 5/6 of the last tribes of Judah went into captivity in Assyria and Babylon.
Judah and Benjamin, right?
And now the Jews have a claim that they are part of Judah, but the 5/6 went into of the Judeans went into captivity in Assyria, and that's a small amount that went into Babylon. And that's hard. That was very murky right there. But by far, the massive amount of Israelites, Hebrew, went into Assyria. Now we know what happened to them. After the libraries of Sargon, who was the king of Syria, and they just changed their name to Gemara, G-E-M-E-R-I,
Wait, Gemara? Are you saying Gomorrah, like Sodom and Gomorrah?
Not associated with that.
Okay.
It's Gemara.
Yeah, because that's way earlier.
G-I-M-I-R-I, I believe, something like that. The exact pronunciation of it.
All right. Pardon my ignorance on this history. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we just like the Rosetta Stone. The Rosetta Stone, you know, gave us several languages that we can interpret it from. We found a stone in Persia, and it also gave us three different languages that we could translate. And through all of this information, we can now track the Israelites. And to bring it up to modern time, the British are called covenant man, as in the covenant with Abraham, the Abrahamic covenant. And they also, the Danish, or the tribe of Dan, and so on. So we got it down. But these guys are so slick; they've been erasing history for a long time. But let me one read. This is one sentence from Eustace Mullins' book, *The Curse of Canaan*. The reader may doubt that a case has been made here that the same force of British intelligence, Sheldrake, and the Bank of England. Which means the Rothschild, and the Dutch East India Company, that's more of the bankers, which foisted totalitarianism and communism on the world. They're the ones behind all this. When you think about the British intelligence and the Bank of England. So when England attacks China, for the Sassoons to sell cocaine or opium, rather, you know, or they attack the Dutch down there, they steal the diamond mines and the gold mines. They're doing the will of the Bank of England, aka Rothschild.
The Jews.
Exactly, and so it lumps it over here. It's the same thing. Now America, the same cast of characters, the Rothschild agent, Alexander Hamilton Cohen, who who basically started a first standing army and threatened to come down to the South and shut them up. And President Adams said, "Who are you, Napoleon?" They've been behind all this, and they've been destroying our documents. That Carnegie took over the library system, the communist Carnegie, and the Rockefeller, Jewish Rockefeller, took over the school system. And between them, all and in the media, they've got complete control of all of our social intelligence.
Yeah. They have total control. Well, yeah. Hang on a second. So, Patrick, listen, I got to move on, but I want to thank you very much for the information that you called and shared with us here.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, have a good one. All right, we got Dan in Washington next. Dan, welcome. Dan, you there? Calling Dan. Nah. All right. No problem. Let me just make sure I've got... I got a couple articles here. So I got the one... This is pretty funny. This is sent by Richard. Tremendous amount of danger. Secret Service recommends virtual arraignment of Trump. I don't know if you guys have been following this circus show, which is what I think it is. I mean, it couldn't really be more obvious to me, this dog and pony show. But I'll go ahead and read this. This is an article from Blacklisted News. White House Secret Service reportedly recommended that the New York State authorities pursue a virtual arrest of President Donald Trump in a pending case by the Manhattan District Attorney, citing a tremendous amount of danger by attempting a physical arrest at his residence in Florida. Sources speaking with Fox News. Okay, Dan is back. That's fine. I'll get him after the article here, Mike. Sources speaking with Fox News said the meeting held at New York Police Department headquarters on Monday encompassed an all-hands-on-deck effort required to execute the first criminal arrest of a president in the nation's history. Should a physical arrest be needed, the Secret Service would take the lead. By leaking news of an impending indictment, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has brought a host of logistical nightmares on officers involved in the case. That created a lot of security issues, quote-unquote. That chance of anyone getting hurt has dramatically increased, unquote, the source said. Over the weekend, President Trump took to Truth Social and called for supporters to protest any attempt to arrest him. The remark echoed Mr. Trump's messages before the Capitol riots on January 6, 2021, which many in Washington used to portray the president as inciting chaos leading to the death of five individuals. Okay. Reporters gathered outside, I'm very dubious about that statement there. Reporters gathered outside Manhattan's criminal court Monday, where New York Police Department officers were seen setting up barricades around the perimeter. Read more. I'm kind of bored, honestly, so I'm going to stop. I get bored really easily. Sorry, guys. And then you got the DeSantis takes a shot at Trump. Let me just go through this one real quick and get it out of the way because I want to move on. DeSantis takes shots at Trump in wide-ranging interview. Oh, okay, fun. Okay. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis gave his harshest rebuke of former President Donald Trump yet, assaulting Trump's character and highlighting things he would have done differently. You mean like wearing a mask and going into Publix and telling them, good job for clot-shotting everybody, Publix. Good job. All right. Wonderful, Ron DeSantis. Go ahead. All right. Okay. Well, I think there's a few things. The approach to COVID was different. I would have fired somebody like Fauci. I think he got way too big for his britches, and I think he did a lot of damage, DeSantis told TV host Piers Morgan in a recent interview that will air Thursday on Fox Nation. Okay. Well, considering your existing paradigm on the clot shots of what would you have done different than Fauci, Ron DeSantis, I'd like to hear what your compare and contrast your policies with his. Okay. The way we run the government, I think, is no daily drama. Quote, at the end of the day, as a leader, you really want to look at people like our founding fathers, DeSantis continued. My favorite picture of our founding fathers is the picture of, I think it's Patrick Henry. Oh, it's not Patrick Henry. It's somebody else. It's, he's super based. And it says, yeah, I love my constitutional rights, except for if there's an epidemic, then you can take away my rights. It's pretty funny. It's not saying, it didn't actually say it, obviously, but it's not saying that you don't ever make a mistake in your personal life, but I think what type of character are you bringing? I think the person is more about how you handle public duties and blah, 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 blah. All right, this is boring. So I'm just going to stop. It's just, they're just getting ready for campaigning because they're going to run against each other in the primaries. So whatever, I'm done with it. All right, so let's go to Dan in Washington. He came back. So Dan, welcome to the show.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was sitting there going, hello, hello.
You were?
What happened there the first time? Yeah, the first time.
Okay.
Yeah,
the first time. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you guys are both wrong. It's a crazy Scottish guy that runs everything, man. Haven't you seen the movie The Kingsman? There's Kingsman
No.
1, Kingsman 2, Kingsman 3. It's a pretty good series. Watch The Kingsman 3. And it's just a movie out. It's like a Marvel movie, but it shows this guy like kind of engineering World War One. But instead of like the Rothschilds doing it, it's like a crazy Scottish guy. But it shows him the three brothers, Prince of England, of Russia, and it's actually a pretty good movie. It's not all accurate, but it shows kind of how they engineered World War One. And you know, the villain is this crazy Scottish guy, but he's working with Rasputin and some other people to engineer this conflict to take over the world. And then it shows kind of a young Adolf Hitler and a young Lenin, kind of like for the next movie. So it's kind of entertaining.
But, okay.
Just for a movie,
yeah,
you know. But
I guess that's okay if you know the real history. You can go into it and you can pick it apart and you can, like, you know, make sure that you can pull the wheat from the chaff.
Yeah, that was actually, it was just cool.
Unfortunately, most people can't do that.
Right. Well, the reason I called, really, as far as I can tell, China took control of their central bank. Now, it's hard to always tell because when you Google stuff. But I think what's going on is China nationalized the majority of their central bank, and Russia is going to link to that, and they're basically going to have an economic policy of national socialist Germany. And then they're going to have these BRICS countries. All the BRIC countries will join, and they're all going to be like a big national socialist German economy.
Where are you getting that? Where are you getting that's going to be like national socialist Germany?
What's his name? The philosopher in Russia.
Dugin. Oh, Dugin.
But he was saying, you know, they have they're trying to get kind of a Slavic empire and use instead of and have kind of Orthodox Christianity. But they have a lot of admiration for Germany, the German economics. I think China, both and Russia do. So, you know, they're not really communists. They're more basically national socialists at this point. So,
well, okay. What do you mean by national socialist? So maybe China, China's got a whole system in place of surveillance, right? Unless that's all propaganda and that's not true or something. I think that's true. I think that's probably a pretty safe bet that they have this Jewish mass surveillance state already installed, right? And so everybody kind of thinks that China is the big threat of the world because they've already installed this whole thing on their own within their own borders, within their own country, everywhere. Now, I don't know what it's like in the country out there, if there's, you know, places you can go and get away from all that stuff. I kind of wonder if there are pockets. Is you saying something, Mike?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I kind of wonder if there are pockets in China where you can get away to and not be blanketed by all this. I mean, I think everywhere they're still building out this infrastructure. They do promise that there's going to be surveillance across. There won't be a single place to go anywhere. You can't escape from it. Hopefully that will not come to fruition, and that we will put up enough resistance against this that we will be able to dismantle it. As far as it being a national socialist, I don't mean to go off on the tangent, but specifically, are they putting in place, like, if we're going to look at national socialism, we have to look at the 25 points of national socialism. I'm going to pull those up. Give me a minute. But let me kick it back to you for a second, and I'm going to pull that up while you're talking.
Well, that's a good point. I think they're going for kind of globalism 2.0, where, you know, not all the BRIC countries are going to have the same, like, style of China. I don't know if Russia would institute a thing like that. You know, if Hungary joined, or Argentina, or India. India kind of tried a lot of that crap, too, the cashless society stuff. But, I mean, in aspect of, like, you'll have a state-run central bank, and then you will have, you know, individual ownership of land and property and kind of free market. But I think the betterment of their race and people will be the goal. I think China's going to do what's good for the Chinese people.
I hope so. That's what every country should do.
I think Russia's going to go for that, too. And I think all these BRIC countries kind of want more of a system like that. You know, Argentina will do what's good for Argentina. So it's hard to say. I think that's kind of where I'm thinking. I was listening to Alex Jones, and he was talking about how the Chinese double-crossed the globalists, you know, because the globalists kind of build China up and stuff like that. So that's kind of why they're getting on China, or making China seem like this enemy, is because they did take control of their central bank, basically.
Well, send me over something on that, Dan, and let me go ahead. I want to jump off here and read the 25 points of American National Socialism. And I thank you for bringing it up. You can stick on if you want. Hold on, let me see if I got any other callers. I got Joe in Florida, so I guess I got to.
Let me say one point.
Yeah, go ahead.
You listen to White Rabbit Radio. I was listening to him on Odyssey, White Rabbit Radio. That was kind of his take of, like, the Chinese bank is nationalized. They're kind of doing what National Socialist Germany is. And I've been thinking a similar thing with Russia for a while. So I don't have, like, a document to send you to prove all that, other than just what I'm seeing, you know, as far as I think China has a nationalized central bank, and then Russia is more
too hard to verify that.
It's hard. I can't verify. I mean, it's hard to verify the Federal Reserve. You know, you try to look into that, and it's like, who owns it? You know, it can be hard. Yeah. But
it's a consortium of international banks, including Goldman Sachs, BlackRock, State Street, all those big, you know, asset management banks, all those big hedge fund managers. And plus, you know, banks over in Italy, banks over in Europe, different banks in Europe. All right, let me read the 25 points of American National Socialism. Oh, American National Socialism. That's not what I want. I'm sorry. Let me get the 25 points of German National Socialism.
Yeah, I was going to say that ours was 14 points. I never memorized those.
1488. Okay. All right, here, hold on. I think got it here someplace. No, this is good stuff to discuss. Okay, do I have it here? Yeah. Pulling it up. It's all written in German here. To 25 points. Why am I having such a hard time finding it? You know what? All right. I'm just going to read the American National Socialism points. All right. I'm sorry, guys. All right. We demand the union of all whites into a greater America on the basis of right of national self-determination. That's very reasonable. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, that's point number one. We demand equality of rights for the American people in its dealings with other nations and the revocation of the United Nations, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, the World Bank, the North American Free Trade Agreement, the World Trade Organization, and the International Monetary Fund. All Jewish organizations meant to destroy white societies and white free societies and the models of world peace, really, the models of freedom and a republic form of government, where we live by laws and a constitution. Obviously, the whole discussion on the constitution is a whole nother thing. You can get with Mike Gatti on that. The sham and the smoke and mirrors that was set up by the original framers. This is a whole nother another discussion. What the way that the original Constitution by the Federalists were written in to it, it's its own demise, really. The way for them to launch all these aristocratic, all the corporations into power is kind of how it was actually written, where the Bill of Rights is more or less smoke and mirrors for us to think we have freedom, and we kind of do for a while, but then they come and take it away. Look what the Jews did. They came and they used the Bill of Rights in order to launch themselves into power. With free speech especially, and the way they launched themselves into power was through sexual liberation during the which E. Michael Jones writes a great book about. It's a libido dominante, sexual liberation and as a form of political control.
He also says something really good, that you're either ruled by a Christian king or the Jews, and kind of what happened in America in the French Revolution is we gave up our Christian nationhood for just to be ruled by secretive Jewish cartels and stuff.
Exactly. And they do that through quote-unquote democracy. Yeah, thanks, Dan. I appreciate the call.
Thanks for taking the call.
Got it. I'm going to read a couple more of these points of National Socialism, American National Socialism. We're at the end of the show. All right, we'll continue when we come back, folks. And we got Joe in Florida. And we'll be right back. Stick around. Take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need fairness, schools, and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse
to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.